Smith's in studio. Incredible comedian, podcaster, Comic Dave Smith on X, comicdavesmith.com. This is a short segment. About hundreds of stations join us at 6 after, but you just saw that clip. We posted two versions of it, 100 million views on X yesterday. And I asked in the second video I posted where I responded, I said, basically what you said, but you said it more eloquently, this is a problem we've got. I mean, it is. What do you see in those videos?
Yeah, well, I see mentally ill people. And, you know, look, again, I feel exactly like you said. I'm not like saying I'm better than any of you guys. I'm guilty of it too. I've laughed at this stuff. It's like when you see like a really bratty kid, you know, and you're just like, oh my God, this kid is the worst. Then you realize his parents are really bad parents. And you're, you know,
these are grown toddlers.
Yeah, that's right. And look, a lot of them are victims of this system, this really cruel system that has broken up families and put kids on medication and got them into this college.
Oh, you
trap.
Know they're all on Prozac.
Oh, 100%. And they got them into this racket that is higher education in America, where you're basically going into $100,000 of debt so they can fill your head with, you know, socialist nonsense. And again, I understand the impulse to laugh at them. I'm sure that these people, if you were down, would be very nasty to you. But I do think at a certain point, if we're ever going to get out of this cycle, we do have to recognize that, like, a lot of these people are victims, and it's horrible what's happened to them. And yes, they need professional help. Don't know if
they have Stockholm syndrome. So
yeah.
Let me ask you, smart guy, how would you reach out to one of them?
You know, I think that it is like the, you know, Stockholm syndrome. It's almost like being in a cult. I don't know exactly the best way, but it can't just be ridiculing them. At some point, what we have to do, I think the best thing to do is to try to attack the system that creates people.
Exactly.
Like this. And so
you turn off the brainwashing machine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, we have to have, and this is why, and I don't agree with him on everything, but this is why I'm very excited at the prospect of Bobby Kennedy being involved in this administration. There is what, in terms of health, and this is mental health, physical health, all of it, what we have done to our children is disgusting. And we need to...
they've been medicalized and institutionalized.
Yes, that's right. And we need to stop doing that. And I, you know, I don't exactly know what the path toward that is, but we need to stop putting kids on all of these drugs. We need to end the policies that are breaking up families. And we've got a lot of them. By the way, inflation is a major factor in that. You know, people sometimes get like Ron Paul used to always say, people act like you have economic issues over here and social issues over here, but really they're all one and the same. I mean, what do you think it is when the price of housing and groceries becomes unaffordable? That's marriages breaking up. That's men swallowing pistols. That's kids being raised without their father. So we need to get away from all of those policies. Obviously, the welfare state has done enormous damage to the family unit in America. We need to get back to the things that made this country great and strong, which are like loving families, raising children, being raised by their parents and not by daycare or by government schools. That's what's going to allow the next generation to not be in this awful situation.
It is crazy because they also know they're victims, but then they act like we're the ones victimizing them because we're not in their cult. And so they set the cameras up and then flip out. It's almost performance art, but they're believing it as well. And it's almost just laugh with them and say, come on, you know it's not that bad. Why is Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. endorsing Trump? You know, you know the Ukraine war is insane, World War III. But the problem is they have such a limited base of knowledge about the economy and the world that it's like you're trying to talk to Helen Keller. They're intellectually deaf, dumb, and blind.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, a lot of this is the fact that the government control, you know, people, they go to government schools from kindergarten through 12th grade, and then they go to universities, which are essentially, if they're not government schools, it's all a big government scheme anyway. And so I would say, you know, we want to have a mass movement of pulling people out, pulling their kids out of government schools, homeschooling, or send them to a good school
that
has your values.
A peaceful cultural revolution, basically, of an intervention from the system.
Yeah, that's right. And I would love if Donald Trump would try to go after the funding for some of these universities.
I agree. Dave Smith, stay there. Back in 60 seconds. I'm here to tell you, brother, Don Donald Trump's going to save this country and nothing's going to stop it. I've only lost 30-something pounds, 33, 40 pounds. I'm going down another 20 or 30, so I'll actually be in shape soon. I'm still not in shape.
Yeah. How are you, Alex, how are you doing that? Don't tell me eating right. I'm not going to buy that.
Well, I mean, I'm not taking Ozempic, if that's what you ask. I'm working
salad. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Nick is a big Ozempic fan.
I did it all. From the AlexJonesStore.com with Ultimate Sea Moss, the ultimate seafood. That's why, right here. This is the Ozempic of vitamins, the superfood
of the ocean. The Ozempic of the sea. Yes.
The Ozempic of the sea. It's got the best iodine and all these weird minerals and vitamins that are only in the sea moss. And I am doing a plug here because, you know, we could be shut down. InfoWars is up for sale next Tuesday, forced by the court. But we'll continue on the air one way or another, working with great folks.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Head out on the highway.
Oh, we got adventure now.
Looking for adventure.
And whatever comes our way. I don't want to hear anybody tell me this isn't an exciting time to be alive. Reality's the real TV program. So many opportunities and good just exploding, rising, the great awakening. Humanity has the initiative. The good guys have the initiative. It's not just here. Populists are getting elected everywhere. And you see Yuval Noah Harari and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Tedros at the UN. And they are just saying, we are screwed. The head of the PR program 3 months ago, James O'Keefe, got an undercover video of him, the global head of UNPR, saying everybody hates us. We're a criminal organization. We've committed all these crimes, human trafficking, just total corruption. They're going to throw us all in prison. They know they're the baddies. What was that show 20 years ago where it's the Nazis and they're sitting there going, on the Eastern Front, they go, what if we're the baddies? I forget what show that is, but we've really reached that point here, and it's a tipping point. Now, how do we not screw this up, Dave Smith? We've kind of already talked about that. What do you think Trump's main goal should be? That we need to keep him alive. He needs to get good people in. He's got to prosecute the bad guys. That's just justice. He's got to get them off balance, but also amnesty for the lower level people. You're a smart guy. What else do you see happening? More hearings, expose big tech and the censorship, because only X is the only one not doing it, other than shows like this and you know Rumble. There's a lot to do. How could we squander this explosion of liberty and the greatest opportunity really in modern history?
Okay, so, well, my biggest concern is that Donald Trump, at his last rally before the election, had Mike Pompeo speaking there. And Mike Pompeo bragging about how he's the most loyal one to Donald Trump. And look, this was always the weakness of Donald Trump, right? And this is something critics and supporters alike have acknowledged. And look, he's a human being, you know, and Donald Trump is very subject to flattery. And so if somebody comes along like a Mike Pompeo and starts telling him he's the greatest thing in the world and he's such an amazing leader, Donald Trump has a tendency to say, I like that guy.
And Pompeo worked, I know you know this stuff, so tell people, he worked against Trump at the CIA the whole time. He's a neocon and just as bad as Netanyahu. Trump needs to keep Nikki Haley and him and John Bolton and Ron Paul's been warning of this far away. And Trump will listen to us. So absolutely. That was scary. We put out some reports on that. That was dangerous. And Trump does have some serious, serious blind spots. In fact, guys, get the Pompeo clip. It's on X. Just type in Pompeo says the CIA trains us to lie. The guy is a damn villain who also ran or thought about running against Trump. The man is a has-been that never was, a legend in his own mind. And basically, if people are looking for somebody like Hitler, it's those guys.
Well, it is. Right. Exactly. It's like, you know, they all it's funny how they use the Nazi thing for Donald Trump. They always call him a Nazi. And, you know, as you know, all these guys are Nazis. I mean, you know, if you're Barack Obama is from the perspective of Libya or Syria or Yemen, he's there. Adolf Hitler is responsible for hundreds of thousands, if not millions.
Well, as you know, the neocons that still run the Democrat foreign policy are Straussians from the Chicago Business
That's
School.
Right.
They actually embrace totalitarian Hitler-like ideology, but not from a Aryan perspective.
Yeah, well, that's right. But look, if you add up the death toll from the wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Yemen, Somalia, you're in the millions. Millions of innocent people have been slaughtered in these wars. And look, Donald Trump, in his last administration, was responsible for a lot of that stuff, too. And, you know, he fell for the Assad fake chemical gas attacks. And he, you know, look, he made mistakes. He put the wrong people around him. And that's so to me right now, like from now to January 20th, that's the big game. And we needed everybody. And you're one of the major voices in this. And all of the people who are good, who have some influence with Donald Trump, need to be trying to keep this monster, Liz Cheney's pick for defense secretary, as far away from the cabinet, as far away from the administration as possible.
Well, that's right. Pompeo, if you describe him as one person, he's Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld rolled all into one.
Yeah, look, they're all the same. Right. And this was the thing that I think people woke up to about the pre-Trump political dynamic in America is that it's a uniparty. Right. There's no difference between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. There's no difference between Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell there. I mean, maybe like the slightest little tinker.
It's only over who gets to have power, but they agree on the same policies. And we saw that in this campaign. Why did the Democrats think going, oh, we've got Liz Cheney endorsing us when she's hated by Democrats and Republicans? She's the most unpopular Republican in polls ever. She lost her race by the biggest. I mean, what were they thinking?
Well, I mean, it's a good question. And I think that sometimes, you know, sometimes you see candidates and they're not actually playing to the voting base. They're playing to the power structure. So I think she was trying to signal to the military-industrial complex that, like, I'm your person. Look, I got Liz Cheney right here with me. I'm going to be good for business for you, weapons companies. Now, obviously, this backfired, and she got blown out in the race. But that is the whole game. Look, when it comes to the most important issues, okay, which is war and peace, immigration, monetary policy, economic policies, all of these, there's no difference between the Republican and Democratic establishment. They may have a slight difference about some issue that doesn't mean anything to those in power. But when it comes to the issues that mean something for those in power, where do they stand on the CIA? Exactly the same. And so all of those guys. Now, Trump is actually different from the establishment Republicans and Democrats. Vivek Ramaswamy is different. J.D. Vance seems to be different. Bobby Kennedy is different. Tucker Carlson is different. So we want those people and the people that
Elon
they
Musk.
Support. Elon Musk. And look, Donald Trump, you have great people who are allies of yours. Call Rand Paul. Call Ron Paul. Call Thomas Massey. Listen. Take advice from these people and don't call John Bolton. And so, and by the way, he did defend having John Bolton as his national security advisor on the Joe Rogan podcast the other day. He kind of half admitted he put some bad people in positions and then also said that, like, well, it was kind of good to have this crazy John Bolton guy there. That's the wrong attitude. Keep that guy away from your administration.
And there's Musk saying with you, I agree that we should not empower neocon warmongers. So let's speak to this. Why is the power structure so scared of Trump?
Well, I think there's a few qualities to Donald Trump that I think scared the bejesus out of the establishment. One of them is that Donald Trump is, by his very nature, a boss. Like, that's just what Donald Trump does. Donald Trump is the you're fired guy. He's the guy who ran great big companies. And when you run a multi-billion dollar company and you're the CEO of it, you're used to actually being the boss, being the person who makes the decisions. The buck stops with you. If you want to allocate resources here, then you do it. If you want to fire this person, then you do it. And one of the things, you know, I know you know this stuff, Alex, but like, presidents aren't really presidents. You know, John F. Kennedy tried to really be president. Richard Nixon tried to really be president. And one of them got murdered and the other one got framed and removed. And so by the very nature of Donald Trump actually expecting to really be the president, I think that freaked them out. And then he's saying, I'm going to drain the swamp. He's saying Obama created ISIS. He's saying all of these things. He was saying he was going to lock up Hillary Clinton. And this freaked out all of them. The prospect that somebody with real popular support, with tens of millions of Americans who are loyal to them, coming in and actually believing that they are the executive, they are the commander in chief, and then very casually, and I got to say, I don't know, but I think that Donald Trump didn't really understand the battle he was getting into. Like, I don't know if he really understood the depths of corruption in Washington, D.C. When he said he was going to drain the swamp, he was openly threatening the most powerful entrenched interests in the history of the world. And that's a dangerous game to play. I think he's going in much more with his eyes open for the second go-around.
Dave Smith, I mean, I've watched your podcast quite a bit, but I'm going to just say it. I am super impressed. That is the, from my view, better said than I can put it, exactly right. That is 100% in. You have these bureaucracies and these agencies hooked into these big corporations, so they all have their own agendas, and that also lets them never be able to be blamed for the larger overall unified agenda, because they can say, oh, we're compartmentalized, and that creates real danger of World War III and other disasters. Because none of them are really in charge. And that's why they didn't like Nixon, because he was really the president and called the shots and was micromanaging things. And he was the most popular president in modern history. And it goes on and on. So they don't like Trump, even though he goes along with them some and makes mistakes and has blind spots, because when he comes in there, he's in charge. And the power structure wants to be in charge of their own thing, and it's really just a runaway train, because none of them have any accountability. They can just rob us. And that's why with him, that they know he calls the shots. And at first, he thought he could come in, turn the economy on, and to all the corporations go, hey, we'll double your profits. You can still be in charge of your stuff. I just direct it. And it was about power and their control in their club. And they said, you've never been in our club. We're not going to let you have it. If you look at the bureaucrats in both parties, it's generational families, like Blinken and all this. Obama, the CIA. And so they're like, dude, you're not in the club. We don't care. Yeah, we're mismanaging it. Yeah, we're driving it over the edge of the cliff, but we're not going to let you. And so they hated him then. Now they've tried to kill him. Now Trump knows about the New World Order. Now Trump understands really how bad it is. Now he's really listening to me, and I'll just leave it at that, and really listening to RFK Jr., and really listening to Tucker Carlson. I'll leave it alone, the phone calls I got yesterday. But I can tell you right now, we're in the driver's seat. And they're going to try to surface air missile him. They're going to try to poison him. We're not out of the woods yet, but even if they do that, it'll blow up even bigger. So the power structure is going out unless they can have a nuclear war, which is a real danger. So I just want to say that that is dead on what's happening. The permanent, feckless, incompetent, insane, arrogant power structure is going down. I want to play the clip they found of Pompeo that doesn't get the traction it needs from a couple years ago, where he's on TV on C-SPAN, but acting like the general public doesn't watch this, talking about how they lie to us and how we're a joke. And he would lie to Trump. Trump would sign executive orders and give directives. They'd throw it in the trash can. Okay, remember it was in the AP and all that. Oh, General Kelly's main job is keeping Alex Jones away from Trump, because I was talking to him, telling him this person's a globalist, this person's on the Soros board, that's the person leaking, because I could look at him and tell who was doing it and who was over what. That's when they turned the CIA and FBI loose on me. And people go, oh God, well, you should back off. No, that's a badge of honor, because they're not all powerful, and people want security and freedom and justice, and we're going to get it. But here's the Pompeo clip.
I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's like we had entire training courses. It reminds you of the glory of the American experiment.
So let's stop there. I have one more story, and then you have the floor. But this is key. I forget who he was. There was a couple of them, but he was the main architect of Obamacare. It wasn't Rahm Emanuel's brother. He was the other one. But I forget his name. But he went on C-SPAN. This is like 10 years ago. And he said, you know, I go to these government meetings and I teach them how to lie. And he said, we then create the packages to explain that Obamacare is going to make everything cheaper, when we all knew it would triple the prices. Ha, ha, ha. And the insurance companies wrote it, but we acted like we were against the insurance companies. And he goes, and they're all clapping as he's teaching them how to lie there. And they're saying it on TV. And then we got the clip that was in the news, and, you know, it was a big deal. But the point is, I used to read criminology when I was growing up, and I'd like watch supervillains in movies and stuff and say, why do they brag? Why do they tell their plan? If I was a supervillain, I wouldn't do that. Well, I'm not a supervillain. It's part of criminology that they do all this covertly, but also tell you, like serial killers taunting the police with letters about, you can't stop me, I'm going to strike here next. And that's going to be their undoing because of this weird thing they do. And I'm kind of bringing a lot up there today, but what do you make of that?
No, there's something very interesting about that. And it is true. It's like they say, it's like serial killers in general almost always could get away with it if they didn't just get in their own way. And but there is this weird human impulse, even in evil human beings, to confess. You know, it's like why confession's a big part of Catholicism. I mean, there's something very powerful about that idea. And Jews have the Day of Atonement with Yom Kippur. It's like very hardwired in us to confess sins. And
I like saying the bad stuff I've done.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of it, actually.
Yeah, it's there's something about that. And so in a weird way, I'm kind of grateful for Mike Pompeo at least admitting it in that clip. But it is important for people to understand that, like, you know, when you... You have this view of history that, say, like, my grandfather, who was, you know, had a hand in raising me, he fought in World War II. This is not that long ago. The CIA didn't exist until 1947, I believe, is when they were
created. National Security Act.
Right. And so you have this control of the government is still a relatively new phenomenon. And this is what's amazing about it is that, like, it doesn't have to be forever. And we've got them right here on tape admitting that they lie, cheat, and steal. And by the way, they're not just doing that to foreigners. They're doing that to the American people. And they have been from the very beginning.
Oh, it's come out that, I mean... In court, the FBI and the CIA ran the attacks on me.
Yeah.
But I knew it was all over the news, PR firms. I mean, they were testing it on me.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, if you want to go through the declassified CIA documents of what they've done to the American people, I mean, experimenting on them, torturing them, all types of.
They
like,
admitted
stuff.
The CIA and MI6 and the Canadian and the EU intelligence ran the COVID brainwashing and fearmongering.
Yeah.
Remember, they came out in the news and said later, yeah, we did it for your own good. We, quote, brainwashed you.
Yeah, no, that's right. And for the bright, you know, the case for optimism here is that they were very, very good at it for many years. They are not nearly as good at it anymore. And I do think that COVID was a huge turning point. I think that it's probably going to be 10, 20 years before we even understand exactly what that did to damage the credibility of all of these institutions.
Well, there's that confession thing again. And they did it on purpose. The same week, about 3 years into it, when the lockdowns were ending, the same week, all the major papers, England, the U.S., Canada, Europe, Australia, all came out and said our intelligence agencies with our militaries directed the doctors and the media to exaggerate it and scare you for your own good. And we're proud of it. And we're now involved domestically targeting, which has been going on forever. Obama, as you know, made it legal when it was illegal before. But I mean, again, there they are trying to hide it in plain view that, yeah, we did this, but it's for your own good. It's crazy.
Well, you know. Look, if you think about, say, like, just take an example like the war in Iraq. Or they lied us into this war. Everybody knows they lied us into the war now. Nobody is even pretending that, like, there really were weapons of mass destruction or anything like that. But the reality is that the way the system has kind of worked out, okay, tens of thousands of soldiers committed suicide in the wake of these wars. It's horrific. It's, you know, really horrible. But it's tens of thousands in a country of hundreds of millions. Not that many Americans actually have to go to these wars that they lie us into, actually have to make these sacrifices. The difference with COVID is that it affected everybody. Almost everybody's life was in some way altered or affected by lockdowns and the COVID hysteria.
And it was the official CIA, Carnegie Endowment, Rockefeller Foundation plan lockstep to bring in the world government, to bring in the global ID using a disease X. And so we are all veterans of this giant psyop.
And nobody can deny that it was all based off lies. It was all ridiculous. I mean, you can, my good friend of mine, Tom Woods, who's he's brilliant historian. He wrote his last book is called Diary of a Psychosis, and it's all about the insanity of the COVID regime. And I mean, he goes through it so meticulously. If you look at every lockdown area versus the ones that didn't have lockdowns, if you look at the counties that had mass compliances versus the ones that didn't, there's no difference.
It was the Democratic cult literally putting our kids in masks, shooting poison in us, locking us in our houses. It was an attempt, like when a woman's trying to leave an abusive husband, to keep us in the house.
Yeah. And do you remember the picture that I think sums up the COVID regime and just American politics better than anything else is Stacey Abrams with that, like, it's like a kindergarten or a first grade and all the kids are in masks and she doesn't have one on. And you're just watching this, like, this fat lady. She's the only one who doesn't have a mask on.
Yeah, guys,
she's the only one at risk.
Stacey Abrams photo with masked students. And then people started pointing out everywhere else. And they'd also get caught on hot mics. Hey, we wear this to scare them. Remember, they'd be walking on the stage in Australia here where they'd say, oh, don't forget to put your mask on. They put it on just for TV.
I remember I had this moment. It always stuck with me. But I was on an airplane and, like, the woman next to me had a baby. And, you know, I got babies of my own, and I love little kids. And so I just, this was at the height of COVID, where they were Nazis about wearing the mask on the airplane. You had to. And I remember just looking over and smiling. Like, I made eye contact with the baby and just smiled, as you do when you make eye contact with a little kid. You know, just like, hey. And then I had this moment where I was like, oh, my face is covered. Like even just like a baby can't see a smile on somebody's face.
And they admit it really hurt them, and they knew that.
Yeah, and like how profoundly awful that is.
Cults put masks on people.
Yeah, yeah. And
By the way, they found the CNN article from like 10 years ago. Let's see, it was 10 years ago. Here's the guy that actually was the architect. Pull it up. And he bragged on television how he lied and how he taught the government and the media how to lie. They actually found it because he was the guy that actually architected how to lie. You just found it like 3 minutes ago. I just want to show because I forgot his name. I get obsessed on things like that. But there it is. Obamacare architect discusses misleading public on fourth newly uncovered video. Okay, scroll up. I've got to have his name. I'm kind of OCD about this. As Congress, what's his name? Jonathan Gruber. That's right. You got to go watch those Jonathan Gruber clips. And again, there's so many of these. Oh, we're going to triple the prices. We're going to rip them off. Ha, ha, ha. And they're all laughing, a bunch of professors.
It does make our job easier because it's kind of like, hey, you don't have to take our word for it. Like, here is the guy admitting it. Like, this is the game. It's a old George Carlin. It's a big club and you ain't in it. This is their game. And they feel very entitled to this. You know, you think about Hillary Clinton posting the picture of herself and congratulating herself on being a future president. Happy birthday to this future president. They feel very entitled to rule over us. Their mentality is that they rightfully get to rule over us. But of course, the essence of the American experiment has always been that no, you freaking don't. You don't have a right to rule over people. So the greatest document in the history of the world is the Declaration of Independence. And it's just like, that's it. It's God wants us to be free. And we say that that's self-evident. Which, by the way, if you're really being literal and logical, it's not exactly self-evident. But screw you. We say it is. It's self-evident that man's supposed to be free.
We set the agenda, not you.
That's right. And so that's what America represents. And hopefully that's what this moment in Trump's second term represents.
I remember reading the articles 20 something years ago when she was really the president, you know, with Clinton and then when she was Secretary of State, about how she wouldn't let staff or anybody else around her look her in the eyes. She'd blow up, never gave tips, was really mean to everybody. So over the years, I got to know a lot of former military and security people and Blackwater folks. And I would randomly ask different groups. I've had three different groups of people that were high level. I said, hey, Hillary, what was she like? They told the same stories. They saw it. And if they brought a dog in to check for bombs, you'll get that guy cussing like a sailor. Don't you look at me. You understand you're nobody. I mean, this is a monster.
Yeah.
I mean, but I read it in the papers. It's imagine acting like that. I mean, these are selfish, crazy monsters.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, think about it like this. Like as a regular person, whoever's listening to the show, like think about your life, okay? Hillary Clinton's husband, Bill Clinton, has been accused of rape by how many women? I mean, like, how many?
At Epstein Island.
Right. I believe he flew to Thailand with Jeffrey Epstein. Like, what are they doing in Thailand?
Hold on. I know you got to go to the airport. We're going to go to break. Five more minutes. We'll play a clip and you can
Sounds
go.
Good.
Dave Smith, I am so impressed. I mean, I always watch you on Rogan. Rogan's dropped, right? Your interview with Rogan?
Just right now. We recorded yesterday. Yeah.
Well done, Lord Vader. All right, Dave Smith, very impressive. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be back. Man, every time you come to us, please come in.
I will hit you up every time I'm here.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. And then I'm going to open the phones up, cover all the news. There's so much. Huge victory. I'm still just, I knew it was coming. I mean, I said, he's going to have a landslide. They'll try to steal it. That happened. We called it again. Infowars.com can be shut down next week. So be sure to follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. And we'll tell you a little bit more when we come back. They're coming after everybody. They're coming after Trump. They're coming after Kennedy. We need your support. And you don't even come here and do this.
Alex, first of all, I want to thank you. Give to Alex Jones. I don't want this guy to have to be like wearing a symbol and we're all going to say, you know, the truth teller formerly known as Alex Jones. Let's not let that happen.
But, oh, they're trying to make an example out of me.
I'm
not that important, but I've become a rallying point. I've become like a Roman standard they want to capture. Explain that.
Look, I mean, if we don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the First Amendment, if, you know, media, which is, look, it never said only newspapers or the media. It was anyone that wants to challenge government, anyone that's willing to, you know, put the feet to the fire of corporate interests of your government, that is supposed to be free.
Electronic soapbox.
In the end, if you lose, Alex, we all lose. We will all lose the ability to do tough stories, to take risks, to plant flags where we think there's an issue. Sometime we'll get it wrong. I said before, you do a daily show. It's impossible to nail that to the wall. I do a weekly show. I spend more time vetting it. They're two different animals. They can't be compared to each
other. They also take stuff out of context and exaggerate.
Absolutely, that's true. You know, one of the things that makes you so spectacular, Alex, is long before any of us were here, you were starting to talk about this deep state. You were talking about this, you know, a government that was supposed to be of, for, and by the people, that was being robbed from us by corporate interests, by special interests, by globalists, long before anybody else ever did. And to imagine you sitting here in this moment, we are in that impactful moment. And in many ways, not enough people are listening to you. And I want to say that, you know, I think the vaccine, and we've talked about this before, that was the tip of the spear of the final death blow, which was, if we can inject you and own your bodies and own the bodies of your children and pass laws that say that, you know, because of vaccinations, we've decided that we own your children. We make your decision.
That's a revolutionary takeover.
It was a revolutionary takeover. And so people like me got alarmed by that. And we joined forces with people like you that have been really talking about it for a long time. But I would say that we're at the very last stage. I was just speaking publicly, and this woman said, if things don't happen that fast, Dale, you're being really dramatic. I don't think this election matters that much. I was like, that's because you're looking at this over the last year, maybe 2 years. There's people like Bobby that's been fighting the corporate establishment for 40 years as a lawyer, that watched his father when he was 13 years old be killed for exactly this battle.
And his
exactly
uncle.
This fight, and his uncle when he was 10 years old. So depending on what window you look at this, we're really at the end stage of a takeover and destruction of the one thing that stands in the way of globalist thinking, which is the Constitution of the United States of America.
They're doing all these lawsuits trying to take my name. People say they can't do that. Well, I got to defend those. We're going to win. We're already winning. The judge shut them down last week. That took high-powered lawyers and that, you know, 50 grand right there to have those briefs ready, okay? This is total war. We make it easy. Great supplements, great t-shirts, great everything. Go to the alexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP member. You get 40 bucks free a month. For 30 bucks, you make 10 bucks on that. It reminds you to go back to the store. Incredible supplements, the ultimate CMOS, superfood. It's all there at the Alex Jones Store. TheAlexJonesStore.com. My dad's great supplement company, drjonesnaturals.com. That's how we're funding this operation. Separate from InfoWars, you go there, you get t-shirts, you get ball caps, you spread the word, you meet like-minded people, you're a walking billboard for freedom, it's a great adventure, and you know you're funding our operation. We need funds, and I'll go on the offense and just hope the money comes in, but we're going on the offense. We caught them, we got the documents. I told you I'll sue the CIA and FBI. Get ready. First steps start this week, and the enemy already knows, so but I need money to do it. And look, I don't even think about my life or any of that. That doesn't matter. I'm on this mission. I love it. This is great. But I need funds to fight a war. TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates of the resistance. It's all there, and it's great products at great prices, highest quality, and it funds the fight against the New World Order that's coming down on us with both damn feet. But at least we're in the fight, and we're starting to win.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing
for the sun. Well, Dave Smith, it's convenient. You can do Rogan's show a mile and a half away and come right over here. Your Rogan interview just dropped minutes ago. People should be sure and watch that and share it. Just invaluable information you're breaking down. You're going to leave here in a few minutes. I'm going to come back, cover other news, take calls, but this historic victory. But we were getting into P. Diddy, Epstein. All of that stuff is starting to come out. And you were mentioning that famous clip that's literally gotten hundreds of millions of views, different versions of it, that they put out whenever the lawyer goes, you say the government's involved in the trafficking of children and with the Clintons. And I go, you mean like Jeffrey Epstein? Yeah, that's funny.
It's of all the angles to go at you, you're like, that's what, you know, this has come out, right? And so it's kind of, you know, it's like, whatever, it's like the frogs being, which by the way, you were wrong. They weren't turning the frogs gay, they're turning them trans.
That's right.
So you should make a correction. But it is funny that they would still even go with that. But what a beautiful time to be alive, man, where like everybody knows that they're lying through their teeth about all of this stuff. But look, with the P. Diddy stuff, finding the cameras in all the rooms in his house, I mean, this is a huge part of how this works. Blackmail operations, you know? And so you got to keep that in mind, that a lot of these people are compromised. And, you know, isn't that how it is now? Every time you see a celebrity come out and like endorse Kamala Harris over the last month, isn't your immediate instinct? You're like, oh, what do they got on you? What did you do?
Absolutely. I'm not a huge Hollywood guy, but I've been in a few movies. They invited me to be in a lot of TV shows. I've been out there really for 15 years, but I just go out there 5 or 6 times a year, and I knew a lot of, you know, A-list people. I go to these parties, and you know, they would say, yeah, we kind of got to get out of this party. And I go, what do you mean? And they're like, you know, and then literally you're leaving and it looks like a bunch of 16-year-old girls are coming in. I mean, I saw that a few times, and that's just the gateway drug in this thing. I mean, this is bad.
Yeah. Look, man, I mean, it's easy. You know, when you think about like the war machine, it's easy to feel like, hey, that's over there. You know, okay, sure, we slaughtered 1 million Iraqis based off lies, but that's we do that to Iraqis. We don't do that. Sorry. But man, people who are so evil that they would do that, what do you think they're doing? You know, it's like it's if you found out that somebody had abused little kids, would you ever have them babysit your kids? Of course not. You know,
well, look,
you would
at
never
Tim
be
Walls.
Like, oh, they do it to them.
I'm not saying Tim Walls is a pedophile. Though he did counsel the, you know, young gay
students.
Seems
weird.
What I'm saying is, if I was going to cast somebody in a movie that drives around in an ice cream truck kidnapping kids, it'd be him.
He really was. I mean, there's something profoundly creepy about that guy. And also, I don't know what he did. But then you find out he was having these trips and taking these young kids over there. It's like, there is a... If you want to look at it in religious terms or secular terms, you know, if you want to think of it as demonic or you just want to think... No matter whether you're an atheist or a religious person, evil is real. Evil exists. And man, it permeates the ruling class in the United States of America.
And when you deny it, that's what gives it power. But there is the awakening of that fact. In closing, I want to say this. The reason I know we've won, unless they blow the planet up with nuclear war, which is a real possibility. So that's the first thing. Get Trump in 73 days. Take the nuclear keys away. De-escalate all this. You know, now he's already behind the scenes trying to get him to do a deal ahead of time, which he may be able to do with Putin and Zelensky and the rest of it. No matter what happens to me, I see you. And you've been around forever and are super smart. There are so many prominent talk show hosts that are just reaching tens of millions a day like you do, nailing it. That the globalist thought taking me off the air or persecuting me or getting Trump when there weren't a lot of us as prominent, you know, 8-9 years ago. Now the crop of super smart, eloquent people that have been around a long time and were already big that are huge now because the public is tuning into it because they're awakening the growth curve of people understanding this and our initiative getting so strong. That's why I tell the New World Order, you need to capitulate now because I kind of start this like we started it. I don't see how the globalist, corrupt, kleptocratic, corporate, transhumanist system survives now. I mean, they can't. They've got to give up.
Yeah. And like, as you've said many times over the years, it's not a left-right dynamic. It's more of like a corrupt versus honest dynamic. And you see a big awakening. Look, people like Joe Rogan and Elon Musk and Bobby Kennedy and Nicole Shanahan and Tulsi Gabbard, they're liberals. And they haven't stopped being liberals. They didn't become right-wing conservatives. They're the same they always were. Glenn Greenwald's the same as he always was. They call them right-wingers now because they're like, you know what I mean? Many of them endorse Donald Trump.
Because they're sane.
Yeah, they're just waking up to how evil and corrupt this system is. And there's a big movement going on. There's a lot of people who contributed to it. There's a lot of voices out there now. There's people, I know, I'm sure you have that. I'll find someone online sometimes, and I'm just like, oh, I've never heard of this person. This guy's nailing it. And then I look, and I'm like, oh, he's got 600,000 views. Oh, I've never heard of him, but he's got a big show out there.
I see now the most effective people with the films, the documentaries, yep, the books, the ads for Trump, like Mickey Willis, big liberal, loving guy, super sweet, naive, works the highest levels for Bernie Sanders, goes to the closed door meetings. They go, yeah, we're all communists. We're going to have a purge and take over. And he goes, well, I don't want a communist purge. And now he's the guy with Elon Musk funding them and Dale Bigtree that put out some of the most devastating ads that had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I mean, he came and quantified and, you know, played on national TV. And I look at the real loving liberals that were good people but were deceived. And as the system got so obvious, they are now some of the most powerful people in the fight.
And of course, you know, as you know, like I came into this game with Ron Paul's 2008 presidential campaign. It was the Ron Paul Giuliani moment is what first sparked my interest in all of this stuff. And, you know, you, Alex, I mean, can you imagine in the year 2007, if I had to think about where the average Republican voter was then? to where the average Republican voter is now. I mean, they were, you could count on them to be loyal foot soldiers for the FBI, the CIA, the military, just support any war. Now, they don't trust any of it. They know that it's all based on lies. That is amazing.
The Great Awakening.
It's amazing.
And you were there, so you remember it, but you can read State Department reports and the congressional hearings they've had. It's not about putting myself in the story. It's history. Time Magazine articles back when Time was really Time. They would go the origins of Trump. They would go back to Ron Paul, the Tea Party, and then my show explaining the globalist system that Paul would get some into. And then they admitted, they did surveys back then, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, of the people. And they said, it's Alex Jones and Ron Paul that then with this Republican Tea Party that we took over, then Paul did those presidential runs. They blocked him out, cheated. He didn't win, but he won the hearts and minds of a beachhead in the Republicans to then lay the groundwork for Trump.
That's right.
Who wasn't fully awake. Now we've woken him up, and now we've, quote, radicalized him, and now Ron Paul's coming in, now Elon Musk, and you can see it, it's here, and you can see God's hand on this.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I've always said that the Ron Paul campaigns in 2008 and 2012 are what laid the groundwork for Donald Trump in 2016 to be able to turn to Jeb Bush and say, your brother lied us into war, and for the entire Republican audience who voted for George W. Bush and defended that war, they were able to look at each other and go, you know what? He's right. He's right. They did lie.
So the Republicans began to find their soul. How do we, final comment, no, you got to go. How, Dave Smith, do we get Democrats? Go back to the first question, but now we can answer it. I'm thinking of this. We go, look, Republicans found their soul as a constituency. We haven't taken it over completely yet, but we were wrong. We did bad stuff. The Republican Party was just as bad as Democrats 10, 15 years ago. But we're the beachhead of populism and common sense now, not because we're perfect, because it's the only place it's allowed. Can you find your soul again?
Well, I don't know. But like I just said, the transformation from the Republican voters over the last 20 years has been nothing short of miraculous. And so never close yourself off to the possibility that maybe something similar can happen on the other side. We need this. You know, we can't have like the fact that like, say, like major cities are being destroyed across America over the last few years, particularly. And I've seen right wingers who live in more rural areas going like, good, that's what they voted for. They deserve that. It's like, no.
The globalists, this is America. They're collapsing the cities. Yes. Collapse the whole thing.
That's right. This is the United States of America. We don't want to have disaster zones anywhere in our country. There's something about that, too. It's like if anyone, it's a nation. Is
I've heard right wingers go, I'm glad the left's all dying from the shots. No.
We don't root for that. We want to heal. And I am right now, I'm as optimistic as I've ever been about the future.
Dave Smith, I'm very impressed. Amazing. Thank you so much. Dave Smith, comicdavesmith.com, at comicdavesmith on X. We're going to air this just a few minutes of, we called it hours before everybody else. We got the champagne out. We were right. This is from Tuesday evening still. It hadn't even gone into Wednesday yet. And it was amazing. We're going to air this for a few minutes while he leaves. I'm going to come back, give out the number, cover all the news, take your calls. Dave Smith, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Very impressive. Love the audience. Love the crew. We're so blessed to be here. We'll be right back. Tonight, with the crew in the same studio as we were 8 years ago, and I just want to salute everybody. It is the victory. Who knows what they're going to pull now, but Trump has won. It's already being announced. This is a day long remembered. Come in here, crew. I love you. You have put up with so much. You've gone through so much. Owen went to prison, and they're going to come after us again. But you know what? They know we're not intimidated. They know we're going to keep fighting.
Second time around is going to be easy.
God bless you all. Anybody else seated anywhere this delicious apple juice? I love you guys. Oh, yes. Let me give the lady here some of this here. All right. Sorry. I was dumbfounded, godsmacked here. Here is to all the listeners and viewers that kept us in attack formation. Here's the President Trump, our champion, his incredible stalwart will, his family standing with him. Here's to God, of course, number one. And, of course, we are now going to go after the child traffickers and find out where the children are. We're going to take the floor out of the water. We're going to go after the poison vaccines. We're going to stop World War III if God is with us. All praise goes to God, but God works through the people. And so for myself and the whole crew, on the eve of our shutdown next week, We will never surrender in the face of tyranny. We know more obstacles are coming. We know the real fight starts in the 76 days while he's president-elect. We pray for President Trump, but now we take a moment to celebrate that we stood against the tyrants and have won a major strategic, historic battle against the globalists, and this is just the beginning. They declared war on us, and we accepted the challenge.
Yes,
I love you all. It's been a war, and the war continues. I love you, Owen. I love all of you. Incredible job, and we only got two microphones here, but I would like to maybe have folks come up to the microphone in the other studio so everybody can get on air, but this is just crazy. Owen, get in here, and then Harrison, broadcast them. Give us your views right here.
I think my lav mic might still be on.
It's okay. Sit down right here.
It's over in Pennsylvania. It's over. The numbers are in. They can't come back. It's officially 270. Trump might wait until they officially declare it, but it's done. We did it. Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona might go for Trump too. So it's a little bit of a light landslide. Looks like Republicans are going to get at least plus three in the Senate, at least plus four in the House. We have new leadership at both the Senate and the House level that are serious. They're behind Trump. We have Elon Musk on our team. We've got Vivek Ramaswamy changing the message for the future. We have J.D. Vance, who's about as down to earth as it gets. We have RFK Jr., who wants to take the fluoride out of the water, the microplastics out of the food. I don't know. I'm almost in like suspension right now. I can't even believe that everything we've worked for, everything we've envisioned, all the common sense barriers for us to take down to release the American potential, the potential of the American citizen. I hope, I really mean this, I hope to all the brainwashed, deranged leftists that are suffering tonight that this will be your last moment of suffering. I hope that they will join us in this victory. This is a victory for you too. We are freeing you. We are freeing your minds. We are freeing your bodies. We are freeing your souls. Join our team. We are raising the tides. We are raising all the ships. And just join the team. Even if you hate Donald Trump and you can't stand the side of him, join Team Humanity, join Team Common Sense, join Team America. This could be the American Revolution 2.0. When America was founded, it changed the entire course of human history. We're doing it again tonight.
We're taking our country back!
That's it. Anybody else?
Get in there.
Come on in.
Rex Jones.
No, I'm all right.
All right.
What's up? Here we go. Cheers.
Anybody else want to go?
Rob, do you want to scream? You want to let a...
I'm just going to say this.
Come on.
I agree with your message. You know, with putting a hand out to these people who are under some serious mind control, there is a mind control going on in this country, and it's ending now. And people are going to see how much better their lives are going to be. Because a lot of these leftists are into health. All right, they're into health. And now when that RFK is coming out and he's going to be hardcore on what's in our food and getting that stuff, that's where it's going to happen. That's where these people are going to go, wait a minute, maybe I was on the wrong side. Maybe I didn't know what was going on. And if they catch more, they suck.
Mail-in ballots.
They just suck.
They need
this thing where it takes 14. Away. Yeah, it's got to go. I like one day make it a national holiday, make everybody dip their thumb in purple ink, and let's just do it. You know, let's stop screwing around. There's no reason to be messing around with this anymore. All right, the mainstream media is defunct. They should be shunned. All these people should go away. They're disgusting. And then they're not going to stop either. They're going to keep coming after us. We cannot let them get an ounce of breath at this point.
Fixed bayonets in the InfoWar. 1776 devastator.
Yeah, no, mail-in ballot. Without mail-in ballots and illegal immigration, this election wouldn't even be close at all. Everywhere is shift red. I hope this is utterly demoralizing for the left. I hope that they realize that it doesn't matter how many times you call us racist, how many smears you come up with, yep, how many lies you run with, how many scandals you fabricate from whole cloth. It doesn't work. The American people have risen up, so you can shut up now. You can just shut up. You can stop all of your little tricks. You can stop all of your little scams. It's got to be exhausting. You put a lot of work into it, and you fail. So enough. Go away. Leave us alone. Shut up. I'm not trying to be rude here, but it's time. It's time.
And stay away from our kids, and we're going to find the missing kids, and we're going to put your leaders in prison. How's that sound? All All right. I want to give the number out. I want to cover a ton of news, a ton of clips, breaking news. Kamala and her speech yesterday where a squirrel runs on stage for Peanut, goes to Peanut. But let me just say this. I got so hyped up and so very impressed with Dave Smith in person. Already impressed, but super impressed. God knows what you're talking about. That's the guy that knows what's going on. Got a major grasp of politics and life and history. And to say the stuff he was saying, you can't fake that. That I didn't even plug last hour. And we're in the middle of a fundraiser. We could be shut down next Wednesday if the bad guys buy this. I don't know what's going to happen. We've got backup stuff, the servers, the satellite uplinks, the money for the crew. And there's enough to barely operate. Plus, these are great products you need. So I want you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Because even if InfoWars gets shut down, our sponsor's great. And that will keep us on the air. All the great new Trump gear is there. These are the best looking Trump shirts ever because they've got great designs. They're made here in America. They're in Arkansas. And it's Trump One. Beautiful red and white hat with the gold eagle. Amazing hoodies. Amazing shirts. The landslide definition shirt is what everybody ought to wear. It's got the website on there as well, realalexjones.com. Which, if this is shut down, will become the main news site. So be sure to bookmark that and check that out. RealAlexJones.com. If you want to support and find one page, it's got all the shopping carts, donation buttons. That's AlexJones.live. But TheAlexJonesStore.com is where you want to go. $30 a month in the VIP program. Cancel anytime. You get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to be buying great supplements, great T-shirts, great hoodies, great ball caps, and a lot of other great items getting added there, you want to be a VIP member. One click. $40 a month that you get to buy in the store. You pay $30 for that. That way you are reminded you're a member. You get special offers, bigger discounts on top of that. Special offers of products that nobody else can get, like knife drops and things that are very close. You want to be a member. And then again, it reminds you you're a member. You know you've committed to support. Cancel any time if you later don't have the money or whatever. That's your choice. But become a VIP member now. We're seeing a lot of folks do that, and I'm going to thank those that did. Plus, it's a smart move. Get the ultimate sea moss. People go, sea moss? What's that on the bottom of your boat? No, it's Irish sea moss, the recognized superfood, probably the best in the world. You can say hemp derivatives, or it's a superfood. And you can say a few other things, or garlic's known, but red wine concentrate. Ultimate sea moss is right up there, probably the best superfood out there. The organic iodine, the way the minerals and vitamins are structured, the way it goes right into your cells. It's just energy, immune system, focus, clarity, the gummies, the powdered capsules are twice as strong. Ultimate sea moss, thealexjonesstore.com. thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, or just a big red link at the top of the VIP area. Go sign up, boom. And it's just a checkout. Say go buy a t-shirt. When you're at checkout, become a VIP member, boom, $40 pops in to your account, and you can pay for what you're buying right there with it. See how that works? So it's very simple. We want a relationship with you. We want you to love the products. Try the Hydra Force. That's vitamins and minerals with the great electrolytes. It's like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, but with electrolytes. It's amazing. High end of a top company that let us private label it, so it's already rated and loved by everybody. It's real simple how our research works. Just go out and get whoever's already got the best and then private label it. And most folks let us do it. So most of the stuff you get there is private labeled. Some things we proprietarily copy what's already a bestseller and highest rated and then make it a little bit better so we can say it's the best. So our stuff's really top of the line. Our sponsor's top of the line. They work with me. They listen to me. That's why it took 6 months to get this stuff going. We were working with them for 3-4 months before they even became a sponsor. So they got this lined up. Still took months to get the stuff in. It's in thealexjonesstore.com. But the Trump gear is amazing. And you exercise your free speech. You stand up to the bullies. You let everybody know that, hey, we took the country back. And we're not going to let you take it back from us. We won the big battle, but now we're going to win the war. And you support our broadcast. That is a trifecta. You support Trump. You support the win. You support the country. You spread the word. You exercise your free speech. And you support this operation that is a real thorn on the side of the New World Order. So that's kind of 4 or 5 things. But it's bigger than the trifecta. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com. And for only $14, we've got the energy gummies that are amazing and super high quality. We've got the sleep gummies for folks there. That's all at thealexjonesstore.com. And we've got our other sponsor, my dad's great supplement company, that's got amazing fluoride-free toothpaste, supercharged with iodine, nano silver, tea tree, organic peppermint. That's selling out right now. And we got to sell a lot of it because, you know, he doesn't make much money because it's low price, but it's great. They sell a lot of it. And then there's the nano silver products, and there's the colloidal silver, highest quality silver bullet, and there's a lot of other great supplements there, and next level foundational energy, that is next level. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com as well. And it finally came in, a great stable, high quality CoQ10 and high quality quercetin for your whole body, your health, your heart, your brain, your blood sugar, your immune system. And everybody should be on this stuff. This is just high-end, high-quality, low price. 40% off right now on the CoQ10 and the high-quality quercetin there at drjonesnaturals.com. All right. Let me give the number out. On the election, on Trump, on the victory, what you think's most important, what you think the deep state's going to pull. We're talking about this major battle, historic, that's been won. 73 days till he is in office. What are they going to pull between then? They look pretty dejected. They look defeated, but they're still going to keep attacking. If Trump doesn't go on total offense, and it's the right thing to do, it's not vengeance, they will come back. And so we've got a war game this, and I can tell you, we got the president's ear. We got the ears of all his other advisors. They all listen. They all listen pretty much every day. And because of you spreading the word and your support, we are in a great position together. I mean, I just, real Alex Jones alone, the game changer of X. I mean, I didn't count it all up. I stopped counting this morning because I didn't have time, just going through. And I saw over 300 million views just the last day, and I stopped. I mean, I would, if I kept going, I mean, just the General Flynn interview yesterday broke it up in three pieces. This morning I looked at it, and it had 60 million views. And we're talking about rolling up the deep state child predator networks that goes right to the top, and how that's what Trump's, that's the most deadly blow. It's the right blow. It's the one that will destroy the system. It's the thing that will roll them all up because they're using the pedophilia to control it. So you've got to go after that or you never get control of it. Plus, it's the right thing to do. But yeah, you know, you heard Flynn go, well, Alex, let's not, you know, yeah, that's the plan. I'm like, yeah. And later I'm talking to folks off air. They're like, yeah, Jones, you're, you know, we understand, you understand all this. And, you know, you always know exactly, you know, what the right thing to do is, and that's the death blow and the right thing, but we don't want them to know we're coming for them. They know. Okay, so let's just get it all out in the open. Let's sign our John Hancock at the bottom and let's go. And if anything happens to me, it's because of this. It's the most dangerous thing I've ever done is what I'm doing right now. I do it with pleasure and no fear. My only fear is God's watching me and God hates cowards. And I'm saluting the big guy and saying, you tell me what to do. I'm doing it to the best of my ability. I mean, I can't even call God my king, my master, my ruler. God is just everything. And I am in alignment with God. And God says, save the children and bring those to justice that are setting it up, and I will heal your land. And you get in there, and I rose you up for this, and you go in there, and you sound the bugle and the charge of the attack pattern, and you get in there, Jones, now. Do it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then you know what I say to God? Whatever has to happen to me, I'll follow that order. I don't say, please protect me when I do this. I say, your will be done, thy kingdom come.
Wear a Trump t-shirt, put a sign on the lawn, wear a MAGA hat, you know? And then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the numbers show, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike as the symbol of the resistance. Old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting added every few days, amazing t-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so, so that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue, and it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves.
because it's true. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our bestsellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both at thealexjonesstore.com right now at this critical time. InfoWars should be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this, but your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now's the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts. Again, the Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God's shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.